Ladies and gentlemen, you are officially listening to the worst podcast on the internet, Obscene Potsy! Today's episode is all about...
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Percent of rock and roll.
So, Kanye, my fucking West,
was on SNL wearing his "Make America Great Again" shirt or hat.
Yeah, I also heard that he's been cited wearing the MAGA hat with a Kaepernick shirt.
Repeal the 19th shirt.
No, he isn't that cool. He's pro-black, not anti-woman.
Make rape cool again shirt? Or great again?
Well, he's not the piss on little girls dude.
No, that's definitely not him.
No. He probably does. But why not? So he's officially rebranding himself as Ye.
Ye.
Is that a cocaine reference?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would imagine he does a lot of coke.
Yeah. The being formerly known as Kanye West. Formally? That's not formerly. Formally known as Kanye West. I am Ye.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good move, Kanye.
Yeah.
I mean, Ye.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. War on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. MAGA hat.
Yeah.
He got booed, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, that
they
just were,
but they I when I because I watched it, they I heard them cheering too. It was very strange because I definitely heard the boos, but I also heard some cheers. So
the boos were coming from the cast. Everybody else there, you know, it's just because those Hollywood types are with the noses are incredibly racist against black people.
The booze came from all the investment bankers in the crowd.
Yeah, it's just not a very friendly place for a black man in a MAGA hat. It's fine if you're...
Because
you
heaven
know,
forbid he thinks differently.
Yeah, if you're a black man in a yarmulke, that's okay. That's okay. But you know who is very acceptable to these people is Lil Pump.
Lil Pump, Gucci Gang.
And these two have been working together, apparently, with this incredibly
music video.
I unironically adore this video.
Do you know anything about this, Frankie? Do you know why this exists?
They're Roblox is a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to look like characters from Roblox. I don't know why they're trying to look like
Gen
characters
Z
from Roblox.
Gen Z is why they're trying to look like characters from Roblox.
Yeah, there you go. Touche. Because they're trying to appeal to the younger generation, no?
Exactly, which is why you're singing about how you love her being such a fucking hoe.
because you can't slut shame.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's okay if you love it. It's okay if you love it. And... You can't help but notice the matriarchal message of this video, given that the fucking hoe in question stands massively above these these chest popping chads.
She's also fat.
Yeah.
They couldn't say the shit they wanted to say.
And they make her look fatter.
Big orgasms and shit. We can tell niggas today, hey, I wanna come.
Big old shoulders.
Yeah, look at that fucking cheekbone. You know what's funny? This totally reminds me of
that dude's name? David Byrne.
It does. That's what I thought when I first saw saw the bit on it. I was like, are they trying to be Talking Heads? What the fuck's going on?
Be a lot cooler if they did.
Right. So for the SNL version, they were dressed like, so Lil Pump was a Fiji water bottle and Kanye was a Perrier water bottle.
The fuck?
Oh, those wacky kikes.
Yeah, it's the facial expressions in this video that make it. Especially Kanye.
Kanye specifically.
Half of their live performance was fucking bleeped. It was just dead air for half of the song because they had to bleep it all.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that Lil Pump was there live? He did it live?
Yeah, he was there with them.
Oh my.
Yep.
I gotta watch that. I haven't even seen that.
And now I know why most of the song was bleeped. And the instead of fucking ho, they were saying you're such a pretty girl.
Oh. Look at him. Nope. I'm just gonna.
Such man shame.
Yeah.
In this video.
I love it. You not all day. They can say.
I like how short it is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very short. We can tell. He got three songs on SNL. Usually.
And look at them just sitting down, getting lectured.
And
she's a
comedian. Adele Givens.
That video,
not a very funny one, but she's a comedian.
Yeah, that's why she's unattractive and fucking terrible.
That video sums up the matriarchy. And and so since we've been dealing with the matriarchy for so long, figured it's time to go back and experience the full unbridled patriarchy of one of rock and roll's greatest.
Yeah, the Gooch!
2020, baby.
Wir freuen uns heute bei uns zu Gast live im Rockpalast. Ted Nugent.
Albrecht Metzger.
So, the Nuge, pure Chad.
Nuge. I don't know who I'd vote for in the 2024 primaries.
Ted Nugent or Jesse the Body Ventura?
No, fuck that guy. Faggot. Goddamn Bolshevik faggot. No, Ted Nugent or fucking Tucker Carlson.
Nugent or Trump?
Tucker.
Oh.
Boy, Tucker.
Well, definitely one's got to be vice of the other.
Ann Coulter's going to be vice.
I would probably go for the Nuge.
I don't know. Nuge and Ann Coulter together, that's way too
bright.
Much.
There you go.
Way that's too much energy.
Disaster waiting to happen. Yeah, so this guy's my favorite, I think, like ever, of anybody.
And that
he just
is stage presence.
Joe Rogan.
Sure.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it was Austria or something.
Germany.
What? Yeah.
It's also the song of songs.
Yeah.
About strangling a bitch. Which he says is about the music industry and how he wanted to put a stranglehold on the music industry. But it's really about the guitar.
It's
about women. And it's about the music industry.
Oh, wow. I thought he sang this song.
Not this one.
Henry Rollins is a big Nugent fan.
Hey, talking to your microphone there, homie.
Hello?
Yeah, Henry Rollins did what?
Henry Rollins is a big Nugent fan.
Henry Rollins
which
is
really
also
funny because Henry Rollins is a super fucking lip.
A lot of Negro dicks. Way too many. It makes me uncomfortable.
Is that why Greg Ginn kicked him out of the band?
The what?
Who? Ginn, the guitar player from fucking Black Flag. Is that why he kicked Rollins out of the band?
Probably. If he had any sense, it was all those nigger dicks just flopping around.
Yeah.
Couldn't have that.
Hostile band environment. Oh, yeah, dude. Animated. Guy
right?
Is what's up. And he's like a badass dude.
He's
like
straight edge as fuck.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, he is. He was straight edge before it was cool.
And he's high as fuck right now, but he's high as fuck on himself.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He is. I wish
total
I could.
Chad bro move.
I wish I could get that high.
Really? You don't get that high on stage?
I get pretty high, but it's
pretty fucking high right
there. Getting Ted Nugent high is a fucking different story. Sorry for the I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop swearing one of these days.
One of these days. Fuck it.
My fucking. It's the last time. You get a dang old jar up in here, you know what I'm saying?
We will, Scotty Jam Jam will personally refund any pod zeters from here on out who catch him swearing.
That's give me a little prep time on that, fellas. Weed off the teeth, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like I get this high on stage, I'm not gonna lie.
It's a high order, bro. I get pretty high. Look at this dude. Look at this dude.
Yeah, but no, I don't use substances to get there, though. That's probably the difference.
Well, he doesn't either.
Just nooch.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying versus what you said, you don't get quite this high.
Oh, I get pretty high when I'm on a good old stage, but if I were on that stage, I'd be pretty fucking high.
Yes.
That's true.
In Germany? Oh, yeah. I'd be high as fuck.
Yeah, what is it, 80s or something? 70s?
70s, I think.
Yeah.
Judging by his facial hair and the quality of video.
It could be the 80s. These people drug that shit into it in another decade.
But the video quality screams 70s, just the color tones. Yeah, and
I'm pretty sure it's the 70s.
Yeah.
Now I gotta know.
It says in the fucking thing if you...
Yeah, but it's
take it off
screen.
Full screen. Yeah.
Gotta think of the audience.
What?
Trade-off.
You have audiences?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Dueling guitar solos.
Fuck. Great tones.
Sorry.
The tones interlock perfectly.
Yes.
Is he playing a Gibson or a Gretsch?
Gibson.
Yeah.
That's his special,
yes.
Gibson
for sure.
I forget the name of the model, but...
We looked it up the other... Oh, no, he was talking about... No.
Yeah, I read something where he was talking about it. How that guitar made his sound and his tone and his playing style.
Is it semi-hollow or fully hollow?
Yeah, fully hollow.
Yeah, it's fully hollow.
Ooh. Oh. And he says it feeds back.
Yes.
Like,
oh, I'm sure
a motherfucker.
It does, like a son
and that's
of a bitch.
That's why he wanted it. He wanted to ride that Bronco. And I get that. I love that Bronco. Ride that fucking Bronco.
Yeah, but him riding that Bronco is a little different than us riding that Bronco, because we utilize that shit in songs. He was trying to avoid.
So does he.
Are you watching the same thing we're watching,
yeah,
bro? This is the fucking nooch. Sorry for the app.
There's no feedback. He's not writing the feedback.
Oh, yeah, he fucking is. What do you think he just did? He just hit a long, like, five-minute note.
That was sustain. Well,
yes,
all right,
feedback.
All right, touche.
He uses feedback better than we do.
I was thinking more like Sonic Youth, like fucking Dillinger Escape Plan, Converge style dissident feedback.
They got it from the Nooch, nigga. Look at that, come on. Hi, bro. Hi. Oh, dude. Gives a little wiggle in my willy, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oop. Oh, there you go.
That's a tone.
Sometimes you wanna get higher. Sometimes you wanna start low. Some people think they're gonna die someday. I got news, you never got to go.
And there you heard it. Ted Nugent says
you never have to die, says the Nooch, 2024, baby.
Yep.
Didn't he say in that Joe Rogan podcast he would never run for president?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. I did.
Good episode.
I did hear it.
Y'all should watch it, though I don't want to recommend Joe Rogan.
Yeah, awesome interview.
Everyone should watch that episode, though, because he's Nugent's in rare form.
There's a lot of good Rogan episodes because he gets a lot of good
because he talks to everybody.
Yeah, he gets a lot of people.
Best thing I can say about him, he's kind of a wimpy dummy.
He keeps engaged. Yeah. He pushes back with this leftist nonsense, but at least he keeps engaged for about 3 hours. He's a good fucking interviewer.
And that's
a good
thing, too.
He's open for a conversation.
Interviewer, and he stays calm.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too, is, yes, a lot of times he does a pushback, but you can see him slowly getting red-pilled.
But he pushes back like a moron.
He pushes
back like a retard with no good argument. Just some, you know what I mean? But here Ted Nugent is getting all worked up. Oh, I know it, goddammit. You know what I mean? Getting all crazy about the fucking Democrats and this and that. And he's like, oh, but they're just trying to do this. He's like, no, they're not. Fuck you. No, it's good. He alphas the shit out of it. Donald Trump
yeah, he does.
Has F. Total frame control. It's a good role model for children. Get your kids up on the news, baby. That tone again. What year
76.
Is it? 76. Cute.
And that is the music of the patriarch.
Mm-hmm. Music of the 99%.
Nope. No more songs for you, Nuge.
No more Nuge.
And now it's time for some words from our sponsors, which we need more words. We need a lot more words from our sponsors.
Shit, I still haven't recorded that voiceover.
I'm Senator Steve Stevens. And if you have an unwanted fetus, you can turn it in for cash. It creates jobs. It puts money in your pocket. You can even send in your fetuses to get a tax credit. America, I've got some great ideas. Vote for me. I'm Senator Steve.
All right, so let's talk about the Grateful Dead.
Please, let's not.
Oh, I'm grateful that they're dead. Is that the end of the discussion?
They're not enough because their bassist, Phil Lesh, donated $10,000 to Christine Blasey Ford's GoFundMe. What a fucking... Look at that guy. Look at that guy. If y'all are on video, look at that guy.
Is he chosen?
He looks like he eats a lot of soy.
Oh, I don't know what he eats, but it's not good for him.
He eats black dicks.
He does, and not enough. He ought to be chewing those things off. He ought to go through all of Africa and just mow them down.
Dude, let these people waste their money on people like, DeAndre Harris. You want to donate to DeAndre Harris? He bought a car, a Mercedes-Benz and a fucking... rifle.
What just happened? Oh, Firefox had a problem and crashed. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for
Weird.
Doing that. Thank you. That's so cool.
Thank you, Firefox.
Oh, thank you for submitting that report.
So, anyway.
It's so nice.
Waste your money on dumbass, crazy lunatic fringe leftists that don't know what to do with it, like this Ford bitch. What the hell does she know?
So did you guys watch the hearing at all?
Yes, sir. I
watched
a bit
of it.
I watched it up until the pod zine. I was watching it while you were setting.
You were watching
a rebroadcast
of it.
I was watching the breakdown of their body language. Okay, like this bitch is a liar. Okay.
So this fucking dude performed at a fundraising concert for a nonprofit organization which aims to push voter registration and turnout amongst minorities. So he's like, stop the vote of the white man. The white man must die. The white man must die.
Don't they have that Grateful Dead song, White Man Must Die?
I believe so.
Pretty sure.
That'd be a lot cooler if they did.
Yeah, so this guy's a faggot, and somebody kill Phil Lesh. It's a new song on our upcoming record.
Yeah.
This is an ad for a project management.
Okay.
Oh, your ads are so cool. So you know, because we're talking about hippie music, I'm going to play my hippie music, my LSD music. Uh-oh. So thank you. Come again.
What are we getting into here? Oh, okay. That's cool.
One of my all-time favorite Butthole Surfers songs.
Yeah, this one goes out to Phil Lesh. Fuck you, buddy. I don't apologize for that.
This is how you do psychedelia.
Exactly. That's how you play fucking guitar right there. And this is how you write a blues song.
This is one of my favorite guitar players, unironically.
They stopped playing this song because some psycho bitch killed herself in her bathtub and wrote, like, lady sniff on the wall above the bathtub that she slit her wrists in.
Wasn't she listening to this, too?
Probably, but she at least wrote the name of the song and was a huge fan of theirs, so they're like, kind of over it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because this is the song. The song of songs.
Do you know what we would do in Orifice A if some bitch killed herself to monkey dung? We'd start a GoFundMe.
to get monkey dung on the radio.
To get paid, nigga!
Here at Orifice A, we're victims.
The musicianship is just outstanding.
That's really, what's his name on vocals?
Gibby? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Gibby. Oh, that doesn't sound like Gibby to me.
Yeah,
everything sounds like Gibby.
Everything except for...
it's because he's got the kind of quality to his voice.
Getting those noises out of a guitar...
You really gotta treat it like you should be treating your woman.
Yeah.
Well, that thing's also, he's playing a baritone that's, like, got really floppy strings. Yeah, it's like
an old... here. I love that, those little bass, the bling, bling.
Obnoxiously just, loud.
That just, like, bass, pop out through it.
Bass slaps.
That are not on time.
But, yeah, in this song, that's how he gets that very... just slinky-like tone.
Because his strings are so loose.
Very loose strings, and the neck, he also is bending that.
He's super long, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long neck, and he's just... You see him play this live, and he's just working that neck. This bass line, better than anything Phil Lesh has ever done.
Yes, agreed.
Phil. I said no, Phil Lesh.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Phil Lesh and Feinstein. Okay, what do they have in common?
Well, they're going to be running against the Nuge and Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Oh, I got a good idea. It's right on the old Obscene YouTube. With sponsor. We got that Phil Lesh, that awesome Phil Lesh commercial.
Oh, yeah, we do, don't we? I'll have to find that.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
$782.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's the Black Liberty Mutual guy.
The black man is chimping out.
Yes.
Phil Lesh.
No, of course. Phil Lesh interview. Oh, how recent? Oh, 3 years ago. I was about to say.
Yeah, we aren't watching any Phil Lesh.
No.
Anything. Let's.
I'd like to know if he talks like a faggot, like he looks.
Well, of course he does. He's Phil Lesh.
Oh, you're Phil Lesh.
He is the Lesh.
Want you to vote Democrat?
Hello, I'm Phil Lesh. I touch my own butthole. I like to touch my butthole. I think about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Rodham Clinton. All hail
Rodham. Rodham. Rodham Clinton.
All hail
Clinton.
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 All hail Rodham Clinton.
Clinton. So Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No, I was thinking of different Dickie.
He's
yeah, I'm thinking about different Dickie too. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking of the dude, the singer right back from Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
What?
The lead singer from Mighty Mighty Bosstones. I don't know that first band. Name is Dickie too. You don't know the Mighty Mighty Bosstones? That's the impression that I get. No, nothing.
I've heard of them. I've heard them a third couple
wave
times.
Third wave ska.
Nah, ska. That's why.
Yeah, don't listen to much ska.
Back in the day when ska was huge, Mighty Mighty Bosstones were also huge.
I say no to ska.
He's also the band leader for Jimmy Kimmel, which is why I said, oh no, now what?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel.
Those will be new shirts of ours. Say no to ska.
Yep.
Just say no to ska.
That and legalize rape. We're starting a new campaign.
That's what it should say on the back.
We're starting a new campaign. We were advocates against rape. That's why we did the rape of paloozas. But after this whole...
Now we're for it.
Yeah. Now we're pro-rape. Since Kavanaugh's doing the rape gang thing, we decided that we really like his haircut. He's a really cool guy. And it's time to get some.
Get some. Come on. So Dickie Betts. Speaking of Dickie, has been hospitalized. Oh, he's the guitarist, one of the founding members, and a guitarist of the Allman Brothers Band. For those of you who are ignorant.
Ignorant.
Are ignorant.
Y'all ignorant, motherfuckers.
Y'all ignorant. All right. Has been hospitalized after suffering a head injury at his home in Sarasota, Florida. He was playing with... Oh, there's a dog involved?
Oh, no. And a brain?
A dog and a brain.
That's like all our... Right here.
Orifice A songs. Yeah. That's Orifice A's entire career.
Dogs and brain. We just need a monkey.
Yeah.
Freak accidents, bleeding.
Well, now he thinks he's a monkey. So
well, there you go.
But he was playing. There you go. He was playing with the family dog in his backyard Monday when he slipped and cracked his head in a quote freak accident, causing bleeding from the brain.
This is because he was drunk.
That's actually,
it's not.
I could see that happening. I've done that on the ice before, fucking with the dog.
And his brain is bleeding. And he's reportedly been sedated, and I'm sure he was already sedated when it happened.
Sedated.
And is listed in critical but stable condition and is scheduled for fucking brain surgery to relieve the brain swelling.
Brain swell,
which is an album coming out for Morpheus A in the very, very distant future.
So they had to cancel some shows. He had to cancel a few other shows last month due to a mild stroke. So he's not having a good time.
He's not being the being all that he can be right there.
No,
stroke.
It's not good. And I'm about this?
He's a poor fella.
Dean Ween is very sad about this.
I'm sure Diener is.
Diener is hugely influenced by Dickie Betts and in fact has a song from the Dean Ween group called Dickie Betts.
They're on tour right now with
him doing his best Dickie Betts ripoff.
Dean Ween group?
Yeah, they're on tour right now.
Worked for those fuckers. Did cocaine with them all night.
He lies.
Did cocaine all night in the alley behind the show.
Yeah, right.
With Diener. He was there.
With Diener. He was there for like 5 minutes.
Well, he's got them big old nostrils. They're for something, I'll tell you.
Right?
Those Italian. The fucking Italians.
It's because he's got big fingers.
I understand why this is called Dickie Betts.
Yeah.
Same reason why Tear for Eddie is about Eddie Hazel. Which is a Ween song for all you...
non-Ween listeners.
No. I don't accept that there are non-Ween listeners out there.
They don't exist. There is no such thing as somebody
just your,
who doesn't
your, your Ween listener who may not, I'll be up to expert level.
There you go.
I've been playing Skyrim.
Yeah, they pulled this off. Sounds about like how it sounded live. I think they were playing that when I saw them. I fucking worked for them. I should actually listen to this album one of these days.
Miles has it. He's sitting out at the house. Mr. Remington Dorchester himself.
Is not the guy.
That's probably right there why he has the whole album, is just for that one little passage right there.
But that is not the guy he works for.
It is, well, kind. No, the nope. Keyboard player that's playing right there?
No.
Nope.
I thought you were saying Diener, and I was like, well, I mean, kind of.
Ooh. Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, that's Dickie Betts all the way.
Yeah.
This is for your brain, Dickie.
That's the episode title right there.
This episode is all about your brain, Dickie Betts.
Your brain, Dickie.
That resolution was really fucking satisfying right there.
Yes. It's a cool part. He's a saxophone. Yeah, this is what I like about, I guess this isn't Ween, but it might as well be. What right. I like about Ween and Diener himself is that when they do other people's music, but not like cover their music, they do their style.
Right.
And then better. For everybody. Yeah. There's not a style they emulate that they don't do better than the original band. And that's not saying anything bad about the original bands. The original bands, you know, like the Motorhead.
It's just
the
Motorhead speaking song, very highly of them.
Stroker Ace. Like, Motorhead's fucking awesome. Pardon the F.
Yeah.
But
gonna
he did
be
it better.
A long night.
Yeah.
So,
Here's how Hot Cheetos sent me straight to the hospital. You don't beat off with the Hot Cheetos stuff on your hands.
Lil Xan.
So we're talking about Lil Pump's buddy, Lil Xan. Lil Xan.
Lil Xan.
So
named himself after Xanax.
Yeah, even though apparently he doesn't do that, yeah, according to one of his...
whatever.
If you can call them songs, but...
It's a big conspiracy.
Yeah. But,
scandal.
Look at the guy. He's good people. He's good people.
I'd let him date my daughter.
He's got all those fucking facial tattoos like the kids are doing.
What does
these
that
days.
32 mean? Is that some kind of, what is that?
I don't know what any of that
we
means.
We are 138. I don't know. I got nothing.
It means he's some kind of little fucking...
Something's dripping from
little,
his eye over there.
He's a fucking... He's one of those cats that he's going to do something stupid and it's going to catch up to him. He's going to do a little bit of prison time. He's going to get fucking stabbed in prison for having all these poor tattoos.
I disagree. I don't think he will do prison time because I don't think he... does very much of anything to get arrested.
No, I'm saying he's going to do one thing. He's going to fuck up.
He does enough drugs to get arrested, so.
Does he?
There's that.
Yeah, just because he don't do Xans don't mean he don't do
anything
else.
Don't mean he doesn't do other shit.
But what will get him locked up is the fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Uh-oh.
Because they send him to the hospital, which is what TMZ is telling us here. They burnt a hole in his stomach, he claims. And TMZ says
you have to eat a fuckload of those to get an ulcer from them.
Yeah.
I don't eat them.
Yeah, he says that Hot Cheetos are one hell of a drug, and they burnt a hole in his stomach.
Better stick to Xanax, bud.
Yeah, right. A lot of vomiting, blood, I'm sure a lot of pooping. A lot of very bad pooping.
Very uncomfortable poops.
Let's watch what he has to say after this ad, which
man.
I'm sure they will pop up here. Yes.
Of
Woo,
course.
15 Yay. Seasons of gayness.
All the feels.
Never. Oh, yes.
Yes.
That wasn't miscegenation.
One of them was Hebrew. Wait, they were both Hebrew.
Zan Diego, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Why is he wearing a fucking bulletproof vest?
The other night. Tell me what actually went down.
You're referencing the Cheeto thing, right?
The Cheeto Gate, 2018.
Yo, let's ban these things. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a big Cheeto fan, a hot Cheeto fan. My stomach's still not completely better yet.
He's a hot Cheeto fan.
It was just one bag. It was just one bag. Ate it. I was drinking soda. I have a really poor diet.
He's so cool, guys.
Yeah, as we can tell from your fucking complexion.
Lil Xan
and
nationalism.
Build.
Cheetos and soda. And then the Reich.
And, another bag of the chili lemon ones. And literally just...
This guy's so interesting.
His beanie says anarchy.
It was blood. It wasn't like all the dye from all the...
No, do you think he's really an anarchist?
So you went to the hospital?
Yeah, they did a little ultrasound. They were like, oh, you tore some up. And they were like, what? And I was like, they're like, what do you think is wrong with Cheetos?
And he was like, and I was like, shit.
He was like, and I was like, shit. And he was like, what? Like,
yeah, man. Why is he wearing gloves too? What the fuck?
Because. Why does he have tattoos over every inch of his wiener?
Let me just ask the ass just.
Yeah.
All one and a half.
All 0.5 inches of his wiener. He's got a little.
It was nothing else. It was literally just Cheetos. I just think it's hilarious, like how the world has taken to this.
So one bag was all that you.
The world, huh?
Small bag, big bag.
One bag, and then 4 days later, another bag. Just screwed my.
My guess is. Everybody who sends money to Ford's GoFundMe,
it's all going to Lil Xan.
They're all you know, those are the people Lil Xan. That's the world to him. God, it smells farting dogs.
Farting dogs. Jeez. Speaking of farting dogs, Michael fucking Moore.
Oh dear God, what about that fat ass?
Well, his. Latest movie, Fahrenheit 11/9, which, get it? That's when Trump was elected. Get it? It's like,
oh,
it's like,
no.
It's like Fahrenheit 9/11. Get it? Like, that made me a lot of money back in the day. Get it? Like, this will make me even more money. Get it?
Just he used to be a legitimate filmmaker, and then he went fucking crazy.
You know what's... No, that's not true. He's been crazy.
He did... that Born in the USA thing, which was terrible in its own way, but Canadian bacon.
Yes, but
yeah.
I saw a video of him trying to drill Mises. Who's that? No, not Rothbard. Some like Austrian economist, libertarian, fucking badass dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, first year of college, he was skinny and he was like nerdy as shit. And he was like,
Michael Moore was ever skinny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like totes, bro.
Whoa.
Totes my goats.
Ain't it cool?
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
Jonathan Travolta.
Yeah. But so that movie tanked at the box office, apparently, according to the news.
Oh, no. It was only the one movie.
What?
He only did one actual movie. The rest of his shit is all documentary bullshit.
Yeah.
I thought he had like a career before he decided to do documentaries. I'm a big fat liar.
He did the one thing.
Yep, and then he was on some stuff as himself.
For some shit doing like
I'm sure he sucked a lot of dick on set.
Yes, he did do that as well. There's another article in here about this faggot too.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't give too much of a shit about
so his shit sucks. Nobody likes it,
but nobody likes it, and that's pretty cool.
Nobody likes it. And his wife's suing him. We don't have to look at the article, but his wife's suing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I might have posted it in there, but his wife's doesn't matter. His wife's suing him
because he didn't touch her enough,
because she didn't get paid enough for the work she did on his documentaries or something.
Oh like wait, so they're still married, and she's suing him?
Ex-wife? Did I say wife?
Oh, okay. I was like, that's even better.
That would be funny, especially if they were living in the same house.
That's what I'm saying, is he's such a fucking pussy that he's letting his wife just sue him and they're still married.
Have you seen that...
Your shit crashed.
That's okay. Have you seen the...
or did it?
I don't know.
No, you're still on there, so...
I don't know.
Whoa.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Sorry, Podzeners. We're working on things. There we go.
Yep. Hey, did that thing that it did to me.
I didn't even touch it, though. Okay, so have you seen that... that episode of Whitest Kids You Know with Michael Moore? I don't know. Have you ever seen that, Frankie?
No, I haven't. I only saw like a half an episode of that show that you guys showed me.
Are you serious? Did you need to see that? Yeah, so...
For, like 17 people have told me I need to watch that show because I like sketch comedy
shit.
We
should play that sketch. Look it up on the tube. Is that dumb?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd find it.
Michael Moore, why just because you know it'll pop right up, guaranteed.
Well, let's find out.
Give it a shit. It's pretty funny. We're gonna play it for y'all, Pod Seniors. If you don't know Whitest Kids You Know, you should. They're pretty funny.
There we go.
Yeah, is it there?
Oh, this is good. This is Michael Moore, guys. Him and his wife.
My name is Michael Moore, and 34 years ago, I met and married the love of my life, Candace the Gainer. Things were going swell. We had a nice house, great friends, and a good family. Our future sure looked bright.
Does he have offspring? Almost did he reproduce?
28 hours ago.
I don't know.
I sure as fuck hope
didn't
not.
Do the dishes.
Probably did. Didn't do the dishes.
This is my son, Trevor Moore. He's known Candace his whole life. Let's hear him describe her in his own words.
You like mom, don't you?
Yeah, she's fine.
Tell me about her.
She works at some charity and she's cool, I guess.
Cool? I guess? Well, I guess it's cool to leave dishes everywhere overnight and then go to work the next morning without even rinsing them.
So, this is the sink, huh?
He's...
Yeah, Dad, you know that.
Supposed to be more fat and disgusting, but
yeah,
they can't...
Whatever.
They have a hard time finding
Tell
people
me, Trevor,
fat and disgusting enough to be Michael Moore.
How do you feel about living in a house with dirty dishes? It really I find doesn't that bother humorous. Me that much. And whose job is it around here to do the dishes? Usually mom or I do them. Dad, I don't want to be in this thing.
Now, that dude's name is Trevor Moore.
Yes.
Hi, Candace.
And they're
Michael
New Yorkers.
Moore. I have with me.
But they're pretty
a
cool for being New Yorkers.
For being, like,
you would sign up to do
admitted comics.
Michael, please.
And a sketch. They got a sketch how communism's so great.
Michael, I said I would do the dishes today.
I don't find it that subversive. They're just misguided.
Michael, I just came home from work, and if you're going to act like this,
well, they are
I'm not
pretty white.
Do the dishes at all.
I don't know if they're the whitest I know, but...
They're not the whitest kids I know, I'll tell you that. The old dishes at the door technique.
Yeah, we had to do that with a former roommate of ours.
Yes.
In front of your door.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, go away!
Yeah, chick.
I put the dishes
slum.
In front of your door.
So sexy, though. I like their booty.
The pain and the suffering. It's
nothing like slobby chicks.
Candace, why won't you do the dishes?
I cooked the meal, and I went to bed early because I had a presentation.
Just do the dishes, Candace.
Michael, do you ever think
this
about
totally
helping
Michael
out
Moore.
The house, or are you too busy making your stupid video?
Just do the dishes.
No, I'm not going to do the dishes.
Just do the dishes, Candace. Do the
Squeak.
Just do the dishes.
Oh, yes.
Do the dishes.
Yeah. There's no lie here. This is reality.
This is Michael Moore, baby.
Do the dishes. Just do the dishes, Candace.
God.
His entire last movie, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it was entirely that, just Trump! 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 Do the dishes, Trump! Trump! Trump, do the dishes!
Shut up, Dad!
Yeah, so it's a pretty funny show, y'all. But, you know, that one just, it's very relevant, you know? We like to be relevant here on Obscene Podzine. Oh, speaking of being relevant, so something happened that we didn't talk about last time or the time before, and I think even the time before that it happened, and it's a real shame because it's really close to my heart. Burt Reynolds died.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that?
Nope. Did we? Well, no, we didn't talk. We
did not. We should've.
We should've.
We did not.
Because Burt Reynolds is the man.
I unironically adore Burt Reynolds.
Is that your new catchphrase, unironically?
I gotta tell you what's unironic, because I do
a
most
lot of the
my
stuff
things
we do here
ironically.
Is ironic.
So.
Or at least sounds ironic.
Yeah, there's that.
It is also ironic. In other news, Bill Cosby has been sentenced to, what was that? 3 to 10 years, this says.
3 to 10 years, yeah.
Wow. Well, him
and
Brett Kavanaugh.
In an actual prison cell.
Yep. Yeah, that's old man, old black man.
You know what? We should start selling Cosby for Supreme Court shirts.
Well, he's eligible now. Well, then again, so is Weinstein, but hey, he's always been eligible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was born into eligibility.
Yeah. He's Czechoslovakian or something. Serbian? I don't know.
Yeah. So I heard that this article was kind of pissed me off. Tenacious D is hopping on some political shit here.
Great.
And I'm sure they're doing it in the way they usually do, seeing as they're made up of a Jew and a guy named Gas, which is just kind of fucking funny right there. But we won't go into that. But they're coming out with a new thing, this thing called post-apocalypto.
Yeah.
Set in a dystopian future where humanity has been nuked to hell, the D must save what's left of Earth from Nazis, KKK soldiers, crack-a-lack-a-ding-dong monsters, the Gorgon, Amazonian cave women thirsty for KG and JB's seed, Johnny Depp, Elon Musk, Donald Trump Jr. Those of you in legalized marijuana states, you know what to do, it says here.
Terrible.
What does Johnny Depp, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump Jr. have anything to do with one another?
Well, Johnny Depp makes sense, but I don't. Elon Musk and Trump Jr. Throwing Trump Jr. in there is a bad move. It's better at this point, I would say, just to stop and steer. You know, try and have some class with it. Just steer away from that. I mean,
okay. So what this is? It's a 6-part web series, a quote slideshow radio play. With a whole bunch of doodles of basically wieners all over the place with some music, I'm sure, and a bunch of, like, bullshit. So,
hilarious music.
Yes, well, their last album was
sucked.
Terrible. It was the gayest
thing
I've ever
heard. What was the last one?
The Phoenix one.
Oh, and the pick.
Oh,
pick
I didn't
was
listen
dumb.
To that one. That's why.
The pick was dumb, too. They have one album, okay?
Yeah.
It's Tenacious D self-titled. It's an amazing work of art. Great production.
Fantastic.
Great performance. Great writing. Everything else they've done has been shit. Come on now.
Yes. We'll celebrate what once was with a little bit of...
The kielbasa?
Kielbasa.
Yeah.
So for Poland.
Kielbasa sausage, your butt cheeks is warm.
And which is redundant because kielbasa just means sausage in Polish. And what? You don't know Polish? I thought you were a Jew.
Right?
Every Jew knows Polish. It's like Hebrew.
It's just one of those things. Or Yiddish.
We gotta write something new. Come on.
Yeah.
I used to know how to play this.
So far, off to a bad start.
Off to a bad start.
Better
closer,
warmer.
Closer.
I know every word of this dumbass album.
Who doesn't know every word to this fucking album?
It's a work of art,
Phil Lesh does not know.
No, Phil Lesh does not.
There you go. Phil Lesh does not know every word to this work of art.
That's just good guitar playing.
You know who's
right
better
there?
Than Phil Lesh? My taint.
Everyone.
My taint. My dog's taint smells better than Phil Lesh. Gross.
Your butt cheeks is warm. I check my
distance. You need that wah guitar. And of course, Dave Grohl.
storm. Now get it on.
Tax Dave Grohl, subsidize rock and roll.
This album helped Dave Grohl subsidize rock and roll.
I see you walking, but all I can think about is Dianetics.
Great production too.
He says Dianetics, right? Is that the holy book?
Yes.
Is that what he's referring to?
He is referring.
He's having anal sex and thinking about Scientology.
Yes,
that's awesome.
I'm shooting my juice.
Wacky Jew.
And all of the fancy guitar work is fucking Kyle Gass. Get it on. Jack Black was just on Good Mythical Morning, which is a YouTube show. And they were going over some list of top metal album covers of all time. And he didn't even know half of the bands.
That's not too
like
surprising.
The metal guy in Hollywood.
He knows about five bands.
He's not a metal guy. Yeah. He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
He's like Adam Sandler. He's an actor who plays guitar.
One of the bands was Amon Amarth, who is like one of the biggest international metal bands around right now. And he's like, I've never heard of this band.
Well, then you don't fucking listen to metal, dude.
Because that was the song that they did for, what was it, Guitar Hero, was the metal.
You can't kill the metal.
Yeah, Jack Black knows his Led Zeppelin and AC/DC.
Yeah, let's do a sponsor.
Yes, we're gonna hear about a little conspiracy theory here.
A little conspiracy theory here from
then
our sponsor.
Then we'll come back for our final round.
Yes.
Do you like the Grateful Dead? Well, then you must support the military-industrial complex. Because I found documentation linking Dick Cheney to Phil Lesh, okay? Phil Lesh is a faggot and his bass is too goddamn loud to mix. Why, you ask? Dick Cheney. Think about it. All the leading defense contracts, okay? Mickey Hart? Yeah, okay? Bombs of epic proportion. They're all faggots. And they want you to be faggots too, and I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just goddamn wrong. Subscribe to Obscene.
We are the 99% of rock and roll!
Obscene. Yeah, so you should all subscribe, and if you guys haven't noticed, we've, it's been taking us a while, but we've been upping the production. We're working on a couple things, and we're working on a lot more things. We picked up more gear. We're struggling to figure out technology like true professionals. And I'll let you in on a little secret that will be in the future, but we're looking into space-age technology for live broadcasting. I don't know how many people would be interested, but if we can communicate with you during the show, oh my, it would change the game. Wouldn't it be cool to call in on the Podzine live and speak with us?
We would have to have a consistent time, but
yes, we would. And most importantly, consistent shekels
or a voicemail
like that. But we are working out the kinks. We're getting it done. We got video now, Holmes.
Hey, we got the video.
We got the video.
We got the video essay.
We got the Hitler shirts, okay.
The Mein Kampf shirts.
Yeah.
We got some other shirts. We got a lot of stuff. I don't even know
all
what
kinds
all we got. We got too much, Holmes.
The non-consensual butt sex.
We have a lot.
Che Guevara.
A lot of non-consensual butt sex.
Gross. That's Brett Kavanaugh's fuck, yo.
Beautiful. beautiful.
He's nice.
Is very nice.
Let me make sure everything's cool on the recording.
Oh, I did clip once. How did I clip with it that low? I just must fucking love swallowing this microphone, I think. Look, there it is. There's the one clip.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, that's loud.
The one transient, if you will.
Are we good? Are we good? Yes,
I think that's an affirmative.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, gross.
We're just testing out the...
So I've been really worked up into a frenzy today and yesterday.
Uh-oh, about what?
About bitches, bro. Like, this Kavanaugh shit is driving
Ain't
me nuts. Not just
tricks.
That, but the kikes and Kavanaugh and everything that's going on. Just been kind of pacing around, throwing shit randomly at walls
and
busting
bitches.
Up glass.
Have you seen any of the... Any of the things mocking it yet? Like the SNL skit that they opened
up
last night with?
I do not watch kike shit, dude. I don't think you're aware of that. I read Mein Kampf every day. Little passages, okay? Sometimes I take, things from culture, from critique. Listen to Merchants of Sin, okay? I think the International Jew by Henry Ford was something I whipped out today. Shout out to my boy, Brother Nathaniel, in the Orthodox Church, okay? He talks about the Antichrist in being a homosexual. Milo Yiannopoulos, basically. Anyway... yes.
Yes, so speaking of women.
With a Y.
Yeah. So there's this whole campaign, IMDb and Reframe. I don't know who Reframe are.
I don't know who Reframe are either. It might be the company. I'll look it up. It might be the company that Kevin Smith is doing his new series through, actually.
But they want to find and support gender-balanced television shows and streaming series, which means that all those shows that are nothing but bitches are gone. Fucking gone.
I don't think that's how it works, by the way.
All those fucking talk shows, all those little, oh, well, my pussy did this, and oh, my pussy did that. That's all gone. The View? You're gone, The View. You
right.
are gone.
Formerly known as the Systematic Change Project. This is not what Kevin Smith is putting his new show out through. Reframe builds on 4 years of research and collaboration with the Media Diversity and Social Change Initiative at USC Annenberg.
Kevin Smith is knee deep in kikery. Everybody he surrounds himself, all his success is because of blood money, because of the money,
Weinstein.
The blood of the goyim. Okay, Kevin Smith might be a decent dude, but he made his living off from the blood of the goyim.
Off the Weinstein, dude. All the Weinstein jizz. That's how he got rich.
Oh, dude. Oh, and speaking of Merchants of Sin.
All those poor ficuses.
Speaking of Merchants of Sin, I was looking at Jewish influence in early comic book series. It's a very, very interesting topic. So,
comic book series.
Yeah, well, let's just say the censor,
like Stan Lee and such.
No, I don't know.
Stan Lee, I'm pretty
sure, about like
Jewish.
Around the 40s or 50s when they were doing the censorship, they were doing like racy comics and bringing violence and stuff into it, into a predominant white culture that did not appreciate that kind of thing, and the legal battles that was led and financed by Jewish money.
So they have the Reframe stamp for television, and that stamp will go to shows that have met 4 of the 8-point gender parity criteria by Reframe in consultation with Reframe ambassadors, producers, and other industry experts, according to an official statement. So Yeah, you have to meet their specific four of their 8-point criteria.
What are the criteria? Let's take a look.
Let's take a look.
They're just kosher fooding the music industry.
We could earn
the entertainment industry.
We need to earn the reframe stamp for television, even though we're not on television yet.
Right.
If we get this,
internet's TV.
We will be on TV. Stamps are awarded to television programs that hire female identifying people in 4 out of 8 key areas of their production. Identify.
That's it, Jam Jam. You got to identify as a woman.
We already qualify. We all identify as women. So give us that's all it takes.
All it takes. All 8 points are if you have a woman in one of those places.
You need a female lead, female season regulars, female showrunner, female writing staff, female producer, female directors, designated female production personnel, female crew. Wait, how is... That's not gender.
It doesn't say
parody.
Anything about males. Yeah,
that's not half and half. That's like
female supremacists.
Yes. So
it's no. So it's look. It says 1 point for 50. Ah, go back.
God damn it,
son bitch. It was 1 point for 50% and 2 points for 25% female crew of color.
Oh, so black people are
so not just bitches, but nigger bitches.
A black woman is worth two.
Yes.
Two white women.
No, one and a half.
Two white women.
One and a half. Not two. It's not quite two. It's one
two
and a half.
Two white women. But we already knew this. That's in the Constitution.
Yeah.
That part where it says, women ain't worth nothing. But black bitches are worth double nothing. Double nothing.
That bitch a double muffin.
So let's refresh ourselves with a final song here, unless one comes up. Seeing as we've been talking about the Orthodox Church and all these terrible bitches, we're gonna enjoy.
Or we could do Christian Woman by Typo Negative.
No, this is actually a good song. I actually
have one that I want to do now.
Well, first,
I want to do two. I have two songs I would like to do. All Catholic and
Brown. Why is Frank Zappa in brownface?
Because. Why not?
Because he's Frank fucking Zappa. That's why.
Yeah. I was always confused about his ethnicity because of his nose, but apparently he is very, very Italian, and that's about all.
He's Italian?
Italian as fuck?
He is.
That's why he's Catholic.
He's like Greek or some shit.
That's why he knows about Catholic girls.
A lot of kikes know about Catholic girls.
Well, Billy Joel was because he was raised Catholic. Problem with Billy Joel. Didn't the Spanish Inquisition teach you anything about converting different people of one religion to a different religion? Did the Spanish Inquisition teach you that? No, it didn't.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody does, and they won't expect it when it comes again. Time.
It's about time. You got a furry thing over there.
Slapping that bass. Catholic boys.
Oh, I love this part. I love this groove.
7-8. 7-8 groove. And an electric sitar. Playing one note.
Just bend that shit.
Come and eat this cacophony. Catholic girl.
Carmelita Scarfone. He's naming them by name, huh?
Tony Carbone.
With a tongue like a cow, baby.
She can make you go wow.
I gotta say though, Frank Zappa got nothing on Lil Pump.
That's the new thing. They move from the to the skirt.
Yeah, Zappa employed a lot of very impressive Negroes.
Yeah.
Well, at least two.
It's a lot.
A lot of Italians.
Italians and blacks, they go together. They do quite well. You know, they share that that sea over there. The Mediterranean. Mediterranean? Like meta? Whoa. Like the Mediterranean? Like it's not just terrain, it's Mediterranean.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not sure what I'm going to find here.
We're just going to do it, y'all.
Tell them what we're doing. Uh-oh.
We're going to get back to our roots.
Uh-oh.
That's right. I'll do it.
Let's go for Greek. Ooh, Byzantine.
There we
medieval
go.
There Byzantine you go. Fuck. Chant.
Yes, pardon the F.
This is by the Greek Byzantine Choir.
All right. Dag nabbit. Podziners. We had fun today, Podziners.
Yeah.
But now I wish to share with you the word of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hillary.
Clinton.
Hillary. All hail Hillary. Rodham Clinton.
Hillary.
Clinton. Rodham. Hillary. Clinton. Hillary.
Rodham.
Clinton.
May Hillary be with you.
Hillary with you.
And also with you.
Hillary.
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 I'm with
Clinton.
Her.
Rodham. Clinton.
Hillary.
Convert to orthodoxy, peeps.
Goodbye! Hillary Clinton, I love you! I love you, Hillary! Hillary Rodham Clinton! Clinton! Hillary Clinton!
Just leave.
Any vote that might lead to war should be hard. But I cast it with conviction.
If Iran were to launch a nuclear attack on Israel, what would our response be? And I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
We came, we saw, we died. Support a no-fly zone. Well, my personal emails are my personal business, right?
What difference at this point does it make?
The kinds of kids that are called super predators, no conscience, no empathy, we have to bring them to heel. We're gonna put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.